besonders wie es per Dalle mich nicht test. Seht ihr mich echt nicht so, wie es so sagt. Poitea bei euch bis Sund. In this mission we continue to discuss when Paris Fias have ripened sufficiently to allow you to eat them, and it wouldn't be considered a half a day long to the Paris Fias. And the mission teaches us that when olives have ripened enough, they can get a revias of oil out of a saw of olives. You'd be allowed to crush them and eat them out in the field. And the way they used to eat olives was to crush them first to improve the flavor, and then they would eat them. And even though they haven't completely ripened, since they have somewhat ripened, the Rabbanon would allow you to eat them out in the field, but not to bring them into the house. And so too, you cannot press them for its oil at this point. And since they've only ripened to the extent you can get a revias of oil out of a saw of olives, nobody would use olives at this point to press them for oil, but sometimes people would eat them. So the Rabbanon would allow you to eat them out in the field, but not yet to press them for oil. But once they have ripened enough to get a half a loaf out of a saw of olives, so now the Rabbanon would allow you to press them and use the oil to smear on your body, but only out in the field, not to use it in the house. They still haven't ripened completely, but they've ripened enough to allow you to press them out in the field to smear the oil on you. But once they have reached a third of their full growth, now they have ripened enough to allow you to press them for the oil out in the field, and you can bring the oil into your house. Now they have ripened sufficiently to allow you to bring it into the house, and it would not be considered a hefted shvia since it's already grown a third of its full growth. And it was regarded to other years of Shemitah in which there is a Chiyav Maisrus. And during the year of Shemitah itself, there is no Chiyav Maisrus since the Peiros are Hefker. Anybody is allowed to take them. But with regard to other years of Shemitah, when there is a Chiyav Maisrus, the Chiyav Maisrus would be when it reached a third of its full growth. Once it reached a third of its full growth, you no longer are allowed to eat them, even an Achila Sarai, temporary type of Achila, without first taking off Maisrus. And with regard to other types of fruit that are not mentioned in these three Mishnah, at the stage that they would be chayiv in Maisur, that's the stage in which you would be allowed to eat them during Shvi'ah, and it would not be considered a hefted. And in these Mishnah, we only mention a few types of fruit. So the Mishnah asks, what about other types of fruit that are not mentioned here? So the Mishnah says that the stage of chayiv in Maisur, that's when you're allowed to eat them during Shvi'ah. The reason why we mention figs, grapes, and olives, and these Mishnah didn't mention other types of fruit, were because figs, grapes, and olives are unique in that which they have two stages. There's a stage in which you're allowed to eat them in the field before they're completely ripened. And then when they're completely ripened, then you'd be allowed to bring them into the house and eat them in the house. And the reason why these fruit have two stages is because these fruit are unique in that which sometimes they're eaten out in the field before they completely ripen. And since they are sometimes eaten out in the field before they completely ripen, the Chacham would allow you also during Shvi'ah to eat them out in the field before they ripen, and it would not be considered a hesed. But other types of fruit that are not normally eaten before they ripen, even out in the field during Shvi'ah, you wouldn't be allowed to eat them until they completely ripen. At what point would you not be allowed to cut down a fruit tree during the year of Shvi'ah? Now, the truth is, you're never allowed to cut down a fruit tree, even when it's not Shvi'ah. That is the law in the Torah to cut down a fruit tree. But sometimes you are allowed to cut down a fruit tree. If it's worth more for its wood than it'd be worth for its payers, then you would be allowed to cut it down. But that's during a year that is not Shemitah. But during the year of Shemitah, even if it's worth more for its wood than it would be for the payers, you wouldn't be allowed to cut it down, and it would be causing a loss to the payers. And as we have seen previously, you're not allowed to cause a loss to payers' Shvi'ah. So at what point would you not be allowed to cut down a fruit tree on Shvi'ah? At what point would it be considered a loss to the pears by cutting it down? Beishami says, all types of fruit tree have the same thing. As soon as the leaves start growing during Nisan, you wouldn't be allowed to cut down the tree anymore during the year of Shvi'ah. And since the leaves have already sprouted and the fruit will soon start growing in them as well, by cutting it down at that point, you're causing a loss to the fruit that will grow on this tree during Shvi'ah. Beitil said, a carob tree, as soon as the carobs have started becoming heavy and drooped down, at that point you wouldn't be allowed to cut down a carob tree during the year of Shvi'ah. And Beitil is more lenient with regard to the carob tree than Beishame. Beishame holds all types of fruit tree have the same din. As soon as the leaves start growing, you can't cut it down. According to Beitil, when it comes to a carob tree, only when the carrots have grown to the extent that they're heavy now, they're drooping down, that's when you wouldn't be allowed to cut it down, and that would be a loss to the carob, since they've already grown to that extent, and by cutting it down, they won't grow any further. And with regard to grape vines, as soon as the grapes have grown to the extent they have developed seeds, at that point, you wouldn't be allowed to cut down the vine during the year of seed. By cutting it down at that point, the grapes will not grow to their full size. And with regard to an olive tree, as soon as the olives have grown to the extent that they have developed a peel, that's the point when you would not be allowed to cut down the olive tree during the year of Shvit. And since the olives have grown to that extent, and now you're going to cut it down, and it won't grow any further, that would be a loss to the olives. And with regard to other types of fruit tree, Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Shammai that as soon as the leaves start growing on the tree during Nisan, at that point you wouldn't be allowed to cut down the tree. And even though the fruit have not yet grown, since the leaves have grown on the tree, you're not allowed to cut down the tree, even according to Beis Hillel. The call Elon Kimesh Mutter Lakatsu. And any tree that the fruit have grown to the extent that they are now chayiv in mice with, at that point you would be allowed to cut down the tree. And by cutting down the tree at that point, that wouldn't be a hefzid to the pears, that the pears have already grown and they have ripened. So therefore at that point you would be allowed to cut down the tree during the year of Shvi'ez, if the tree is worth more for its wood than it would be for the pears. And just like at that point you would be allowed to eat the pears during Shvi'ez, that once the pears have reached the state in which they're chayiv in mice, you would be allowed to eat them during Shvi'ez, and it would not be a hefzid to the pears like we saw in the previous Mishnah. So too at that point you would be allowed to cut down the tree, and it would not be considered a hefzid to the pears, since the pears have now ripened. Kami hebezai v'lo yikutsenu. Raiva. How many olives does an olive tree have to produce to make it forbidden to cut it down? We're not talking about Shvi'ez, we're talking about any year as it's forbidden to cut down a fruit tree, like we mentioned. But if the fruit tree produces only a sparse amount of fruit, then it would be mutter to cut it down. Now, with regards to an olive tree, how many fruit does it have to produce to make it forbidden to cut it down? A quarter of a kav. Once it produces a quarter of a kav, you can't cut it down. Now, the Mishnah is only discussing an olive tree, because an olive tree is very cautious, and therefore, even though it only produces a quarter of a kav, it would be forbidden to cut it down. But with regards to other types of fruit trees, only if it produced an entire kav of pears would it be forbidden to cut it down. But if it produces less than a kav of pears, you would be allowed to cut it down. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it all depends on the olive tree. Certain olive trees are very cautious. They produce very good olives. And in such a case, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, even though it produces less than a quarter of a kav of olive, it would be forbidden to cut it down. And since it grows very good olives, you can't cut it down, even when it produces less than a quarter of a kav.